My name is Emily Hockaday, and I am going to be reading the poem, Allelopathy. I wrote this poem because I have long been trying to fit into a poem this concept of tree communication. After I read about the phenomenon in which a wood would be affected by a blight on the edges, and then further in, the trees will have started producing antibodies to the blight. I was just fascinated with this idea that trees on the edge of a forest could communicate inside deeper to trees to protect themselves. Allelopathy. By the center of a wood, trees become immune to blight that attacks the outskirts miles away. The forest nervous system is an efficient network of tree root, fungus, and bacteria. Today, sitting on a fallen log in the center of the pine grove, that great brain stretches beneath me. I listen to the insect racket and breathe the pine sap. I focus on the pounding of this tricky organ within me. I look up. Tree branches don't compete for sunlight. The tips of twigs stop exactly where the next tree reaches. Puzzle pieces flush to their neighbors. Here in New York, we live stacked in rows. After the flood, the streets were crowded with rolled rugs, waterlogged furniture, and crumbling boxes. Every line was busy, every house active. I know some think it's easier on their own, but have you seen the stumps the other trees keep alive below the surface?